It's been almost 5 months since President Trump left office, yet there's no announcement from a big publisher on a book deal. Politico reports the major publishing houses are wary of publishing a book by the former president, even though a post-White House memoir would almost assuredly be a bestseller. Politico national political correspondent Meredith McGraw joined us here on WTOP on Skype tonight to talk about why publishers are not exactly knocking down the president's door.
Everybody always wants to hear the thoughts and memories of an ex-president, but it really is unusual that Donald Trump has not secured a book deal. Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, they may not have been the most popular when they left office, but they still got a significant book deal themselves. It's just something that modern presidents do. We started asking around sources, top executives at all the major publishing houses, and all of them actually have conservative imprints at those publishing houses, like HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, the big kahunas in the publishing world. And nobody said that they had been entertaining a deal with the former president, but we did hear from the president send us a statement that said two of the biggest and most prestigious publishing houses made very substantial offers that he rejected. And he went on to say that just because he didn't accept them doesn't mean he's not going to do one down the road.
So we have some conflicting stories there. Part of what you're reporting is that there's bad blood between these publishing houses and Donald Trump. How did that come about?
Well, Donald Trump's name has been splashed across the covers of many books. He has worked with almost all of these publishing houses himself for some of his bestsellers, like The Art of the Deal and the book he wrote leading up to the 2016 election, How to Make America Great Again, that was sort of a kickoff to his campaign. But there is a sense among publishers that they can't rely on what he has to say. He still hasn't let go from the 2020 election. So that's one of the big hangups for them.
So they're concerned he won't be truthful.
Yes, it's about, I think, being truthful to their audience and what they publish. One of our sources said that he has, quote, screwed over a lot of the publishers before when he was working with them on some of these books. And I do think things would be very different had January 6th not happened. If you remember, Simon & Schuster dropped a book deal with Senator Josh Hawley, from the Republican from Missouri, because he objected to the election results, and they dropped his book deal right afterwards. He was still able to publish with a conservative publisher. That same publisher said that they would be open to working with Trump.
Politico national political correspondent Meredith McGraw reporting tonight. It's been almost 5 months since Donald Trump left the White House. Still no announcement of a big book deal, as you usually get with ex-presidents.